Hello and welcome to How To, our guide to the everyday language of life. My name's William Cramer. I take every opportunity to shock my colleagues here at bbclearningenglish.com, and earlier on I gave several of them a big shock. I went around the office complimenting them. Why did I compliment them? Did they look good? Had they made programs that I'd enjoyed? Well, no, not really. I just wanted to see how they would react, how they would respond to my compliments. I started off by approaching Carrie at the photocopier. How did she react when I gave her a compliment?
Hello, Carrie. You're looking lovely today.
What are you after?
What do you mean, what am I after? I'm just saying you look lovely. I like your purple T-shirt.
It's just you don't ever normally give me compliments, so you must be after something.
Well, I told you that my colleagues would be shocked by me paying them compliments. When I told Carrie that I thought she looked lovely, she said, "What are you after?"
Hello, Carrie. You're looking lovely today.
What are you after?
What are you after means, what do you want? Carrie thinks that I am being nice to her because I want to ask her a favour. She said that I didn't normally compliment her, so I must be after something. What are you after is a humorous and quite common response to an unexpected compliment. It is sometimes said that the British don't know how to respond to compliments. So after Carrie's rather disappointing answer, I thought I'd try someone from abroad. So I approached my colleague Khaled. Khaled.
Hello.
Khaled's busy.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say you're looking fantastic today. As always, actually, you're so smart.
Oh, thank you. What do you want?
You're the second person that said that. No, I don't want anything. I don't need you to translate anything at all. I just thought I thought you look very smart.
Thank you so much. That's very, very kind. I got my shirt from Dubai, actually. Very cheap shop in Dubai. It didn't cost me a lot of money, but I think it's nice. And you think it's nice.
Well, either I don't ever pay people compliments, or my colleagues never receive any. Khaled also asked me if I wanted anything, if I was looking for a favour. But then he said, "Thank you so much. That's very kind."
I just thought I thought you look very smart.
Thank you so much. That's very, very kind. I got my shirt from Dubai, actually. Very cheap shop in Dubai. It didn't cost me a lot of money, but I think it's nice. And you think it's nice.
After Khaled thanked me for the compliment, he went on to tell me about his shirt, specifically that it hadn't cost much money. In Britain, this is quite a common way of responding to compliments about clothes, to say that actually your clothes aren't so special. We often say, "Oh, it was only cheap," or maybe, "I've had it for ages." You're not disagreeing with the compliment, but saying this kind of thing shows that you're surprised by it. Next, I complimented Callum Robertson on his programme Grammar Challenge, and he replied using a standard phrase.
So I listened to one of your Grammar Challenges the other day, and I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say so, thanks.
Callum said, "It's very nice of you to say so."
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say so, thanks.
Now, there's an important strategy that people use in reacting to compliments. That is to return the compliment, to give a compliment back to the person who gave it to you. Listen to my conversation with Hina.
Now, I thought that I'd come over and compliment you on the way you're looking today, because I think you're looking very smart.
Thank you, Will. That's very kind of you to say. You're looking very smart and tall, as usual.
And yes, I'm always looking tall. That's just the way I am.
Hina returned my compliment by saying that I was looking very tall. Normally, we don't say that people look tall. We say that they are tall. That's why I told Hina that I'm always looking tall.
You're looking very smart and tall, as usual.
And yes, I'm always looking tall. That's just the way I am.
I am actually a very tall person, and I get a lot of compliments about my height. Old ladies are always saying to me, "Oh, you're lovely and tall." That sounds very nice, but actually it gets pretty boring, and it can be quite difficult for me to return the compliment. It would be very strange for me to say, "Oh, thank you very much. You're lovely and short." But after someone compliments you, you always need to say something. Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.